So I think we all have now ready to guided sitting session. May you sit in a comfortable position. You can gently close your eyes. Keep your head straight. Neck straight and upper half of the body straight, and if you are sitting on a chair, you can keep your legs bent and relaxed. Probably you can take a deep breath and exhale slowly. Try to come back to yourself. You can mentally touch where I am telling. Basically, I am doing a kind of a body scanning. So our head straight and eyes are gently closed. You can feel that lips are touching each other. And we are allowing natural breathing. We are keeping our tongue in the middle without making any effort using the tongue. We are not thrusting it upon the teeth or gums. All facial tissues in a very relaxed position. Neck also straight. There is no tension in the neck. Shoulders are also in a very relaxed position. We are not holding them purposely. Arms are resting on your lap or on the table. Upper half of the body straight. And probably you can feel at your buttocks, on the cushion or on the chair, there's a little pressure. Kind of a heaviness you can feel. Calf muscles are relaxed. Knees are bent. And if you are sitting on a chair, probably you can feel your soles touching the ground. We are in a comfortable sitting posture. Right now we are not walking, we are not lying down or standing, but we are in a comfortable sitting posture. Check whether you can feel this comfort. It's a very relaxing, comfortable feeling. So we are trying to open up ourselves to this comfortable feeling. And our mind is not burdened. We don't have big expectations. Rather, we are trying to connect with our body. It's a direct experience. We are trying to connect with our own body. See whether you can be with your body. It could be minor irritations, little pains, even such are possible. But all these indicate that our awareness is established in the present moment. Mindfulness is established in the present moment. We are not in a daydream, or we are not thinking about the past memories, or thinking about the future or planning. Rather, we are trying to directly connect with the present moment experience. And we can include everything. We don't need to deny or reject anything. We can include everything. There could be little sounds, and there may be various irritations or even various thoughts in the mind. We can be aware of everything, but we are not carried away by them. We have our solace of mindfulness, island of mindfulness. While being there, we can observe various phenomena. They all come and go. We are like in the middle, observing everything with an equanimous mind. Check in your body what kind of feeling is available. Is it a pleasurable feeling? Or is it a neutral feeling? Or is it a painful feeling? Recognize what type of feeling available at the moment. It is merely a feeling. It is not yours. It is a feeling. And there may be various feelings. Among them, we may select a prominent one and we can recognize that feeling. And you can focus your attention to that feeling. How does it behave? Is it constantly in a particular intensity? Or is it changing? What is its nature? Look at carefully. If it disappears or you couldn't recognize it, you can look for another feeling. At the moment, we are trying to look at bodily feelings with our mind, with our observing mind. So bodily feelings are the object and we have the observing mind. We allow them to happen. We are not trying to control or reject them, and we accept them and we observe them in a very neutral attitude. If you want to refine your mindfulness further, you can use mindfulness on breathing or mindfulness on rising and falling. And if you feel that you have enough mindfulness, you can look at various feelings throughout the body. So when we are keeping our attention on a particular feeling, probably we may be able to recognize that it is not a single feeling. It is a collection of minute feelings, little feelings. See whether you can recognize each one of them, each minute feeling. How does each one behave? See carefully whether you could recognize how it starts, how long it remains, and how quickly it disappears. If you consider each minute feeling, it is so rapid, quickly arise and then pass away, quickly arise and then disappear. Like raindrops dropping on a reservoir on water, each droplet making a little air bubble and immediately burst. each minute feeling appear and then immediately disappear. We are observing various feelings coming and going. And sometimes we observe each minute feeling coming and going.